Schools in New York are busy finalizing plans to partially reopen in a few weeks, and many colleges and universities have already begun classes. But those who work at the schools, including teachers and professors, say guidelines for when to wear masks needs to be more comprehensive to help prevent spread of the coronavirus. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
The state's largest teachers union, New York State United Teachers, wrote a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, asking him to revise the policy on masks in schools to make them mandatory while in the classroom. Andy Pallotta is the union's president.
We are calling on the Department of Health to update its school reopening guidance to make it crystal clear that masks must be worn at all times on school grounds in districts where school buildings are reopening.
In the spring, Cuomo issued an executive order that requires masks to be worn by adults and most children while out in public. But schools are not included in that. Instead, the health department mandates the use of masks in schools when 6 feet of social distancing cannot be maintained. Masks are strongly recommended at all other times, including in the classroom, but are not mandatory once the student is sitting down at a socially distanced desk. As a result, the teachers' union says schools have adopted differing mask policies, and some have left teachers and parents uneasy. For example, in the Watkins Glen School District in the Southern Tier, masks will be mandatory in hallways, but not in classrooms. School districts in Batavia, in Western New York, Naples, in the Finger Lakes, and Argyle in the Capital Region have adopted similar policies. Diane Vanyo, president of the Argyle Teachers Association, says if students don't have masks on in classrooms, teachers will be limited in their interaction with them, and that could affect learning.
We can't move around and help them on an individual basis. We can't access our smart boards or other technologies that we typically use to make our lessons more engaging. Our students are returning to campus with a level of fear and anxiety. We need to do what we can to make it more comfortable for them. If a teacher is lecturing from the corner of a classroom behind a plexiglass shield, we cannot meet that end.
She also says teachers could inadvertently become spreaders of the virus as they shuttle from classroom to classroom. NYSET, in its letter to the health commissioner, says that requiring temperature screenings and asking about possible COVID-19 symptoms is not enough. Those checks don't find asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic cases where the person could be unknowingly spreading the disease. They say face coverings offer the only secure protection. The mask would not need to be worn during meals and during brief scheduled break periods during the day. Fred Cole, the head of United University Professions, the union representing college professors and other faculty at the State University of New York, says he'd like to see stricter mask rules in that system, too.
Some of the campuses are just saying, well, as long as you maintain 6 feet distance, you don't have to wear a mask. We don't think that's safe.
Governor Cuomo, speaking in a conference call with reporters, says he wants to leave the mask rules as they are. He says there are major differences among school districts in the state, and flexibility is needed.
The local school districts, they don't need me to say in New York City when the children should wear a mask, or in Buffalo or in Long Island. A local school district can decide on a mask policy specific to that application, and we've left some flexibility for local application. So you don't need a state rule to do something in your school district.
But Cuomo says if teachers don't feel safe, then they should tell their school administrators that they are not returning to teach this year without a mandatory mask rule in place. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.